Barbecue. Barbecue used for grilling meat may certainly not be used for any dairy food or for anything to be served with dairy because it's mamish fleishigs. Okay? And also you can't, unless you clean it off well, right, you can't use it for grilling fish either. The barbecue grid is difficult to clean and assumed to contain meat or gravy residue. Even if the grid were properly cleaned of all the meat residue, it can't be used for food to eat with dairy because it's not barnat and lechatchila. You can't cook things on fleishika things to eat them with milchiks. Okay? Okay, and he says over here, which I don't understand 100%, even using separate dairy and meat grids may be problematic depending on the type of grill. I'm not familiar with a lot of different grills, but there are obviously grills where even if you change the grid, right, there's still a contact with the milchiks or fleishiks. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the pan, the thing that's on, that the grill is on top of, the chor is catching all that meat
right.
That drips into it.
I hear.
And when you heat
and
it up.
And the heat is underneath that also. I hear. Okay. A closed grill should certainly not be used for meat and parva foods intended to be eaten with dairy, since meat splatterings on the cover may fall into the parva food in the course of grilling. Okay, what does that mean? Closed grill. Meat splatterings on the cover may fall into the part of the food.
Right. They have the covers. So then it's, when it's covered, it cooks, it gets all the meat here.
Right.
Then you're cooking parv that's going to
get on it. Okay. Any questions about barbecues? Next. Blenders. A blender.
What about barbecue potato inside foil?
On a inside foil?
On a clean grill.
The chara is no worse than using a trefa oven for. It's two kalim. If there's no liquid and it's clean, it shouldn't be a problem. It's like putting into the airlines. What? If you have a potato that you totally put in aluminum foil and put it on a clean barbecue. No, clean, that is there's no liquid there or whatever, and there's no mamoshes that you can see. You can really kosher a barbecue by letting it get red hot.
Yeah.
Okay. A blender is essentially a knife, and thus subject to the halachas regarding a knife, okay, which we've gone through in great detail. A part of a blender should not be used with onions cut with a meat or dairy knife, otherwise you're going to have a problem of it now becoming milchik or fleishik. One should not use either a meat blender for even cold dairy, because like we said, ducha de sakina, right, where there's a pressure of the knife, even if there's no heat and it's not a dover charif, you still lechatchila can't cut something to eat it with the other thing. Or a parva blender for even cold meat or dairy, since its blades are difficult to clean properly. Okay. Bread. Bread that was used in the course of a meat meal should not be used for a dairy meal. Now this is true, but it's not always the case. If you've cut the bread and it's come in contact, people have touched all the bread or whatever, then it for sure applies. If you have children at the table, right, then there's no way that you can use bread from milchiks to a fleishika meal. But if there are no children at the table, and you don't, take your greasy hands and take the bread, and part of the bread maybe wasn't cut even, so you didn't touch that at all. There are situations where you're allowed to take a loaf of bread that was on the table for milchiks and use it for fleishiks, if you know for sure that nobody came in contact with it, with the milchiks or the fleishiks. Bread is often handled during a meal, and perhaps some meat residue on someone's hands adhered to the challah. Thus, a housewife who makes a challah kugel from the leftover Shabbos challah must not use the kugel for a dairy meal, because if the challah was on the table for a fleishik meal, right, we're afraid that it's fleishik, that there's fleishik residue, oil, grease, or whatever on it. Similarly, leftover challah may not be used for a dairy suda shlishis. Okay, you can't use from the fleishik of bread from lunch for shalashulis that you can have milk except. This refers only to a sliced challah. The challah loaf itself is usually not touched by those present. Okay, so say, right? And if you cut slices off and part you leave whole, right? Thus, the remnant of the challah loaf may be used for a dairy meal. Obviously, if children do in fact touch the loaf, it must be treated as sliced challah. Okay. Same thing goes if you bring a bag of bread, cut bread, to the table, and you don't put it all out, and everybody's touching it. You take one slice as you need it from that bag, right? And then for sure, there's no reason why what's left in the bag can't be used for the opposite kind of meal.
You said about the whole loaf, must be talking about a particular metzias. Because the halach and shulchan aruch is talking about a whole loaf, since you cut it during the meal, that's where that's the main chashash, with that something got dirty. You know, flesh of some milk. That's ikar halacha.
No, the ikar halacha is that the loaf that was used, labdafka, that could have come in contact with milk's deflation, that you can't use for the same meal. But if it can't become in contact, it's not a gzera, right, on loaves of bread that were on the table. It said if it was open to milchiks or fleishiks, then it's also. It's not a gzera without a tam. So if you know for sure it didn't come in contact, it's fine.
Oh, okay, I was just saying it's much darker than the gzera.
Okay, we'll continue with the bees.